it's the Valentine's Day episode. Love. The plot point of almost every movie in some way, really. There's always got to be some love.
I believe there's a famous director that says every single movie is a love story.
I believe it. But yeah, we're going to be doing a little lovey-dovey episode for you guys. I don't know if anybody else agrees that rom-coms are, like, good.
I love rom-coms.
I love to laugh, and I love to love. So it's a great combination of those two hobbies of mine. Did you find the director?
Yeah, circling back to it, it's just someone from her campus. No director said that.
Okay, shout out to her campus. Shout out to women. Also, shout out to some other things happening right now. Shout out to the Olympics.
Yeah, what was that loser, the Canadian loser? Not loser, loser.
I'm a loser, baby.
So why don't you kill me? Losing is honestly extremely dangerous.
Yeah, people die.
I do want my kid to be really good at it. Okay. And get an Olympic medal.
I can see that happening. But yeah, you guys, we're glad to have you back, and we hope that you guys, even if you don't have a Valentine for this Valentine's Day, we can be your Valentine.
We'll be your Valentine, we'll be your Galentine.
Mm-hmm. Or a Palentine, you know?
Oh, yeah, Palentine. I'm gonna be working on Valentine's Day, so honestly, realistically, I'll probably be listening to this.
Yeah, she'll be a working time.
Right. Right. So should we just hop in to Letterboxd reviews of some...
Rom-coms.
Rom-coms. I'll go first. This is Patrick Willems' review of Notting Hill. 4 stars. I wish this movie was 8 hours long or longer, which I'm like, no. Why do you want Notting Hill to be 8 hours long?
I haven't seen that movie.
Me neither, to be honest.
That's with... Sarah Jessica Parker?
It's actually Angelina Jolie.
Oh. I do like Angelina Jolie, but I haven't seen that. That's too long for Mimi. So.
Yeah. Come on, dude. Do better. It also has maybe a TV series. 290 likes, which means that many people agree that this movie should be 8 hours long for some reason.
I guess we gotta watch Notting Hill.
Yeah.
Okay, my next one is for the movie The Proposal. 4 stars from Lauren. Writer number one. So we need a scene that shows the more expressive, laid-back, and fun side of Margaret's personality. Anyone have any ideas? Writer number two. How about we make her do a tribal dance around a campfire in the Alaskan woods with a gammy who's dressed up in traditional Native American clothing to the beat of Get Low by Lil Jon and the East Side Boys? Right, yeah. And they signed off on that.
The only time I saw The Proposal was when I was in middle school, and it was my frenemy Abby's birthday party, and I saw it at, like, midnight, and so I don't really remember, but they were like, I love The Proposal, because, you know, when you're in middle school and you like a PG-13 movie,
it's like edgy.
It's your favorite movie, because, you know, why wouldn't it be? Yeah, so I just remember kind of, like, her walking in on Ryan Reynolds naked.
Yeah.
That's kind of, like, the only thing I remember. And also the Frankie to the Goes window. To Hollywood song.
To the wall. Anyway.
And I just made prolonged eye contact while she's saying that.
I love The Proposal.
Was it Relax?
Oh, yeah.
So I remember that song. And then after it, we watched some sort of Ferris Bueller, ripoff starring Dove Cameron.
Right.
and it also featured a lot of actresses or actors from the React channel on YouTube.
Okay.
So you can imagine what that was like. And I've actually seen it again since then because everyone was like, that movie was so good.
Wait, that's the, who's the main guy in that?
No, not Dove Cameron. What's
it's
his name?
It's the guy.
What's his name?
I don't know.
It's Cameron. It's the guy.
Dylan. Cameron Dallas?
Cameron Dallas.
Dove Cameron, Cameron Dallas.
Yeah. Ba-ba-ba-ba. It's Cameron Dallas, the Vine star, MagCon. Yeah. You guys know the drill.
She's seen it twice, you guys.
I've seen it twice because for some reason I saw some girl caption her like niche meme that she made on her niche meme page, and she's like, just rewatched Expelled, that's what it's called, just rewatched Expelled, it's so good, and I'm like, maybe this random person on the internet that I don't know is kind of saying something.
They weren't.
And then I rewatched it, and it was still really bad. I have another review. This one is Russman for Love Actually. Crap, actually.
Is that
137
how you...
Is
that how you feel?
No, I love Love Actually. I do too. I was just like, there's a lot of haters on Letterboxd.
Really? I kind of thought that was pretty unanimous.
Yeah, I thought people loved Actually, but there are people who hate it, and Russman is one of them, and there's 138 people who agree with his exact words.
My next review is for About Time. I just think it's, like, so cringe, this review, and I just, it made me laugh. This guy's name is Quentin Phillipson, and, like, his profile picture, like, when, after you hear it, you can imagine what his profile picture is, and it's exactly what you imagine. Okay.
Okay, let me guess.
The lead character could have used his, About Time, for people who aren't familiar, he is a time, he can travel through time. The lead character could have used his power to travel back to 2011 and invest in Bitcoin to become a billionaire, but instead, he wanted to get laid. Right.
I'm gonna guess, like, I don't know, Captain America?
It's just, like, a picture of some guy. But, like, you know, it's, like, some guy.
Yeah, some guy would say that.
Yeah.
I thought you were going to say he could have gone back to 2001 and stopped 9/11. That's where I thought this review was going.
He could have done a lot of things. That's what's also, it's, like, so of all the things you can do with time traveling, like, there's a lot. And this guy's really pressed that he didn't invest in Bitcoin.
Also, the most annoying people are the ones, like, oh, you're a time traveler and you didn't, like, solve the world?
Yeah.
I'll also, well, we'll get back to you
about time.
So quotes from a rom-com. So I'll just say the quote and you can guess if you want.
Okay.
Mr. Stratford, it's just a party and hell's just a sauna.
Is it Clueless?
It's 10 Things I Hate About
You. Oh, okay. I'm just trying to think of like when there's a dad that's like cool, you know?
And you know what? You were, like, close.
Yeah. Oh, 10 Things I Hate About You is so good.
So good.
Yeah, that's, I don't have anything else to say about it.
Well, I'll come back to it.
Okay, cool.
We'll talk about it.
This is a quote. That Paris exists and anyone could choose to live anywhere else in the world will always be a mystery to me.
I don't know.
Midnight in Paris.
Oh, my God. I recently watched that film.
The king of rom-coms, Owen Wilson.
Owen Wilson, the fact that someone put him... Okay, I feel like he works for Midnight in Paris. Like,
yeah, because he's, like, quirky.
Rachel McAdams, is that his love interest
in that movie?
I don't
remember. I'd have to see.
I think it is. Which, already, I'm like,
she's
what?
In everything.
What, Owen Wilson? Like, why are you, Rachel, you and
Yeah. Let's really talk about the real travesty in pairing with Owen Wilson, though, is that today, February 14th, when you guys are listening to this, is that the new movie Marry Me came out starring Jennifer Lopez and Owen Wilson.
As love interest.
Yeah.
That's wrong.
They just, like, that doesn't make any sense. And also, I'd like to say, I saw ads that was saying that, like, the queen of rom-coms is back.
She
and I was
is
like,
the queen of rom-coms.
I just didn't know people, like, I didn't think of her like that.
I saw her movie, The Second Act, in theaters, and it was kind of some experimental filmmaking, okay? So, the movie is about her trying to juggle being a mom and also being recently single, and she's just also trying to be a businesswoman, so she's trying to do three different things. Now, she comes up with a product, a makeup line, that does three different things. Just like her.
Wow.
So it's kind of like this experimental commentary on, like,
how women
are women products. Like, it's a lot to digest. But I will say that was one of the most funs I had watching a movie in a movie theater, because it's just, like, this bad J-Lo movie, and we're all, like, having a great time.
I want to see Marry Me really badly.
Yeah.
I, like, not, like, oh, as a joke. No, not as a joke.
It'll be fun.
I think the premise is funny, because they get married without knowing each other, and she's a superstar, and he's just some guy. So it does make sense, because the premise is she's a superstar, and he's some guy, and that's true. Like, the fact that Owen Wilson is just put as attractive in anything is just always funny, because... Yeah.
No, I love Owen Wilson.
I love him, but, like, that's not his thing, you know,
it's
like...
It's like when they make Bill Murray, like, the flirt in every single 80s movie, and you're like, Bill, love you. You're not hot. I'm sorry, Bill.
Yeah.
Should we go to our, should we list our fav rom-coms?
Yes, we can list our fav rom-coms. Favs.
Favies.
My fav rom-com, and honestly, one of my favorite movies of all time, is When Harry Met Sally.
Oh, how did this one literally slip my mind?
I think it's because when I was looking up lists of rom-coms, what I was immediately thinking of is, like, the cheesy ones. But I'm like, oh, like, there's actually really nice, like, love stories. Like, Begin Again was another one. It's not on my list, but just, like, movie that's, like, you're not thinking of a rom-com because we've kind of denoted rom-com being low budget, low quality. Because I guess because things made for women can't be good. I don't know. That's society's fault. But anyway,
society's fault.
Tangent aside, When Harry Met Sally is amazing, and there's just nothing like the autumn leaves in the New York City and the cool jackets. And
what
the
do
love.
You think of Billy Crystal in that movie? Do you find him attractive?
No,
in that movie?
But I think that's kind of like he's not really, but he's given the wit and the laughs.
See, I think yes, when he has that little sweater vest, and I got a lot of heat from it.
I'm not
like,
mad
well,
though.
You haven't seen When Harry Met Sally, so you can't. I will say this: When Harry Met Sally literally chemically restructured my brain.
Yeah.
From watching it.
Yeah. I talk about it a lot. Everybody wants their When Harry Met Sally moment.
Mm-hmm.
Everybody's living for it. It defined so much.
Also, it is just, like, not only is it a great rom-com, like, writing-wise, it is also, like, really cool cinematography and stuff. Like, they do this thing where they're, like, when they're on the phone and the screen is split in half, but, like, he has a white phone, she has a black phone, he's in black covers, she has white covers. Like, they just do such a good job of, like, not only is it great writing, but it's also great, like, shot. Like, they just killed it. Great acting.
They did
like,
all of it
well.
There's nothing wrong. So, do I recast now? What's your fave, then?
I said, wait, I did three fav rom-coms.
Yeah, I was just going back and forth.
Ten Things I Hate About You.
Yeah.
Like, I love Joseph Gordon-Levitt, and I just love how there's, like, multiple couples, and also every single moment is iconic.
And that moment when she's like, but the thing I hate most
is that I don't hate you at all. But I love you.
Yeah.
It's just so cute.
And I remember their little early 2000s prom dresses were so cute, too. I was just
and
like...
everything is just so fun. Yeah.
My next one would be, I think, The Proposal, which is probably one of the most, like, when you think of rom-coms, I feel like it comes up because it's, like, the cheesy and it's the trope of girl works too much, guy... doesn't care about work, cares about love and family.
Yeah.
And then they, like, come together and fall in love.
He literally fixes her.
Yeah.
He makes her discover that she is a woman and that she needs a family. And
yeah.
I'm, like, grateful for that.
And then she is Canadian and she can stay in the United States.
Which is awesome, especially considering Ryan Reynolds
is a Canadian. Also, then when they go to Alaska and it's just, like, sunny all the time, that made me think. I was like, damn.
I've wanted to live in Alaska my whole life. Like, I was like, I want to go to Alaska where it's cold all the time. I don't know why I thought
that.
Yeah,
like the sun all the time.
And then, you know, the whole, like, sun night thing, I'm like, I don't really care about the, like, yes, I have a fear of the dark, but, like, I don't really care because then it's, like, kind of cool that you're out and about in the night. And then I lived in a room that never gets sunlight.
It's her current room now.
It's my current room right now.
It's dark all the time.
I would not last a day.
It's just, shout out to the sun. The day we're recording this, it's very sunny, so we're really thankful for her.
I'm wearing shorts.
But yeah, that would be so difficult to be in the dark all the time and then be in the sun all the time. I would just be so confused.
Yeah, it's...
our circadian rhythm.
Are literally not meant for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, my second fav rom-com is Spanglish.
Oh.
Which, I don't know if you've
ever talked about it.
Yeah, I think I've talked about it on this podcast before, because it's just such a... It is one of the few Adam Sandler movies that I'm...
Yeah, so you talked about Adam Sandler.
Yeah, because I think Punch Drunk Love, Spanglish, Uncut Gems, like, that's where Adam Sandler shines with his acting. Spanglish, he kind of falls in love with this woman, and it, like, the framing of the story is it's this woman's daughter applying for college, mm-hmm. and about how, like, her mom worked for this family, and, like, she's Hispanic, and it, I don't know, it's just very cuteness, and I'm gonna be honest, I don't really remember the plot, I just know that I like it.
There you go. I can remember the feeling.
And there's a shopping montage, so.
Most of the time, I kind of forget a lot of what happens in movies, except if I had a very polarizing reaction to them.
Mm-hmm.
Most of the time I'm like, yeah, I liked it. I don't really remember anybody's names, though.
Also, like, it's about, like, the mom trying to struggle with how, like, she, like, the daughter really wants to be white because they, like, both live, but then the mom, like, can't really provide because she's, like, that. She's, like, like, nanny. So, like, the nanny is raising the white daughter, but then whenever, like, the white mom comes home, like, they go and, like, shop. It's just so good.
All right, everybody, watch Spanglish on...
Watch Spanglish.
On Soapbox TV.
Yeah, on Soap Today.
That's the illegal website I use, but I'm not endorsing it, because...
And Annette doesn't use it. That was a joke. She's
anyway. And my last favorite is... These are all also in no particular order,
mm-hmm.
but Palm Springs...
Interesting. That takes place on my birthday.
Oh, yeah. They're living that day over and over again. Mm-hmm. I remember watching this movie and really looking forward to it because it was one of the only movies that came out during the pandemic.
Yes.
It was one of the only releases. And I had some friends over and we bought it for $20 and watched it.
What? It was on Hulu for free, no?
Oh, I'm thinking of a different movie. It was on Hulu for free. And we all watched it and we all loved it so much. And then I told my dad, because there's also a time traveling element in this.
Mm-hmm.
Let's also talk about how there's a lot of time-traveling rom-coms. Anyway, time-traveling element in this, and my dad loves sci-fi and things like that. So I told him to watch it, and, like, deadass, it is one of his favorite movies now. Like, if you ask him for his three favorite movies, Palm Springs is in there.
That's 100%. Awesome. That's so
I love it. I love the science fiction element, and it's also, like, super self-aware. And I think Adam Sandler is funny. And I don't remember the girl's name, but she was good,
no,
too.
You mean Andy Samberg.
Andy Samberg. Yes, yes, yes. He's funny. And also, it's, like, desert core aesthetic. It's fun.
I'll say this. There's maybe 5 Groundhog Day movies that are, like, popular enough.
Yeah.
And to think that my birthday is a Groundhog Day movie is, like, really special to me as a woman. And a Scorpio. As a womanly Scorpio. That being said, I was not a huge fan of Palm Springs.
Yeah.
Everyone loved it. I was like, it's good, but, like, I know it rocked some people's world. I was kind of whatever on it, but it was still, like, fun and I really enjoyed it. My last one is Penelope, which is, like, if you know me, Penelope is, like, my...
This is when she has a pig nose, right?
Yes, and she lives in the coolest room in the world. She has this cool room. And this, she has a pig nose, but she's, like, rich, I think. It's very Ella Enchanted vibes.
Mm-hmm.
And she lives in this whimsical, like, room, and these guys come and sit in, like, a room with a mirror, and she talks to them through, like, a speaker. And it's about, like, I don't know, finding true love despite looks, but it's just so cute. And fun. And I watched it a lot as a kid.
That movie to me was so... My middle name is Patricia, but I used to not tell anybody that. But they knew it was a P because, mm-hmm. you know, the records. So yeah. I would just tell everybody it was Penelope. When after that movie came out, I was like, facts.
Yeah, Penelope. Think about it.
Just lied.
yeah. Cute movie. Cuteness. Also, I just kind of put this in here. Do you think Gravity could be considered a rom-com? I just wrote this down.
I don't remember laughing that much in that movie.
I also don't think there's any romance.
So, based on the rom and the calm aspect that you need.
Okay, do you think it's the anti-rom-com?
Honestly, the only time I saw Gravity was in my 8th grade science class, so.
Yeah, I saw it when it came out, and it deterred me from ever wanting to be an astronaut. That also
means that's scary.
Something I forget about myself is that I have a heart condition and I probably couldn't be an astronaut anyway. So I'm glad it kind of...
Humbled you.
It humbled me before I knew I couldn't be an astronaut. Unlike my cousin, who is legally blind and his dream is to be a pilot.
Aww.
Shout out to What do you call a Spanish man with a rubber toe? Roberto. Love you, King.
My dad worked for NASA briefly, and my grandmother, his mom, told everybody that he was an astronaut. She was like, my son's an astronaut. Literally not. He just, like, worked on computers.
That was me when I was little, because my dad works for BU, and, like, in my head, I was like, okay, so he's a professor then.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, yeah, my dad's a professor at BU. No, he wasn't.
How are we to know what they do? How we don't know what jobs are.
Something that's sad is by the time I figured out what my dad does, he got laid off and then got a new
job. Had a learning process all over again.
He got a new job. Still at BU, but I'm like, I don't know anymore. Like, I just figured it out.
You need some more years. All right, so now what we're going to do is we're going to take those fave rom-coms and we're going to kind of recast them a little bit.
Yeah.
So I guess for When Harry Met Sally, this one's kind of was an easier one to recast, because if they did a modern retelling of it, I was like, okay, so I need, like, a guy who can kind of play the asshole, but mm-hmm. be, like, charming about it,
mm-hmm.
and then I need, like, cool, like, girl who's, like, a little goofy, but also, like, intellectual.
Mm-hmm.
So I chose Saoirse Ronan and Will Poulter. Will Poulter is the guy from, like, Bandersnatch, but also a lot of other things.
Interesting.
And Saoirse Ronan, obviously, from Lady Bird, etc.
Whoa, I think that could work.
I feel like they'd have fun chemistry together, too.
Yeah.
I was proud of that one. I
okay,
really,
then.
If you look at my Google searches, it's a young female movie stars. Because mm-hmm. I was like, why can I not think of anybody and then young male movie stars?
Yeah. That's, okay.
Because
wait,
since
that
we don't
works.
Since we don't really have rom-coms these days, like we used to, there's not, like, this cast of actors and actresses who are like, oh, they are rom-com, you know, like, I had to, like, be creative, so, yeah.
Me and our friend Samir, we were actually talking about this. We were like, when's the last, like, good comedy that's, like, come out? And we feel like that kind of age of rom-coms and comedies is definitely, like, dying, which is, like, big RIP.
Yeah.
There were some great comedies, and now I feel like I see a comedy, and I'm like, I don't want to watch that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So my 10 things about hate about you recasting... So I just want more Joseph Gordon-Levitt,
mm-hmm.
so kind of like any extra, just like make a clone of Joseph Gordon-Levitt, so like there's just more of him in the movie. That being said, I hate the actress that plays Bianca. I find Bianca as a character so annoying,
mm.
but I think Amanda Seyfried, if she was
alive,
could really play her well and kind of give a little bit more of the girliness. Like, I feel like, I don't know what Bianca is lacking, but I think she doesn't really redeem herself, but I think Amanda Seyfried can walk that line really well of, like, being a popular girl who, like, is trying too hard, but then is actually, like, sweet.
Yeah, redeeming.
And then, there's nothing wrong with the boys in this movie.
Yeah.
Like, they're a great cast. I'm glad Heath Ledger got to have some fun before, like, playing the Joker. And I think Brittany Murphy could do Kat pretty well.
Yeah.
But I also think Kat is, like, a great casting.
Yeah.
But I would also, I think, like, Brittany Murphy could do a great job.
Yeah. I would see that movie.
Yeah.
I'd be there. I'd pay a ticket.
The ticket? Paid.
Yeah, I've got a bunch of Cinemark movie credits because my parents have accidentally been paying for Cinemark Movie Club each on their own credit card for a year without noticing. They've done this before. They paid for Club Penguin for, like, 5 years on accident. It's like, this is y'all's fault. This is just y'all's fault.
Just look at the bank statements, babes.
Okay, so for the proposal, this one was a little weirder because I was like, who is, like, a young working professional?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I needed an actress to be, like, the working girl.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know if this, but I chose Anya Taylor-Joy.
Interesting.
I feel like she might be a little too young. And then I did Logan Lerman. I feel like they could be cute little chemistry together.
Interesting.
I kind of, like, chose little indie darlings for him.
Is Logan Lerman considered an
no,
indie darling?
No, but, like, the indie darling community loves
yeah.
him. They ate him up from Perks of Being a Wallflower.
I think Anya Taylor-Joy could honestly play the working girl.
I think she can do anything, too. So
yeah.
I was like,
that's
fine.
Awesome. I remember when I first saw her in Split and I was like, what? And then now she's, like, everywhere.
Yeah.
She literally spoke at Coolidge when Emma came out.
Oh, my God.
Because she was so
yeah.
small.
And then
within that year,
Queen's Gambit changed everybody's world.
Yeah. Spanglish, literally, anyone that isn't Adam Sandler. Like, love you, Adam Sandler. You did a great job in the movie, but I'm tired of Adam Sandler always having the hottest wife in every single movie. It's just, like, him, like, Kevin James, like, him and all his friends, like, Chris Rock, it's just,
yeah, they
like,
make
it's
these
not
movies.
Fair. It's not fair.
And they give themselves the hottest wife.
You're creating, like, these, like, what? No. Anyway.
So who would you do?
I said literally anyone.
Literally anyone. Okay.
Literally anyone. But if I had to come up with it now, yeah, I have no idea. Because I honestly think Adam Sandler was a great cast for that movie, but I'm just tired of him always like, winning.
Hate to see him win.
Yeah. I hate to see you win. And one day, I'm going to take down your movie studio, Adam
Wait,
Sandler. And
but
I'm
we
rip
were
your Netflix deal.
We were pretty pro Adam Sandler in the last episodes.
Yeah, no,
the episode
am,
we did
no,
about
I
him.
I'm pro Adam Sandler.
I'm anti ugly man, hot wife.
Yeah. And like, that's my only thing against you, Adam Sandler.
That's fair.
You used my name in your Hanukkah song. Like, thanks. Every holiday season, people tell me it's time to celebrate Hanukkah.
Veronica.
Yeah.
And for Palm Springs, I wouldn't recast it. It was perfect. I don't really remember what the girl who played in it, but Andy Samberg was great and funny.
Was it Lily James?
No, it was
that
a
other girl.
I'd never seen her before. She was
She's
just so
mom and How I Met Your Mother.
Oh, well, I'm not watching How I Met Your Mother. So proud to not have recognized her from that. but I wouldn't recast it. And I also would say from our previous point, it is a rom-com that came out recently, which that was good. So good for them.
Yeah, they killed it. Penelope, again, a really well-casted movie. Having James McAvoy as a love interest.
Who is he again?
James McAvoy. He's the guy in Split. Speaking about Split.
Okay.
But he's very handsome in this movie. And I was like, you know who is just these two people in different fonts? Anne Hathaway, Edward Norton.
Yeah. So Anne Hathaway would so have been in that movie. Honestly, I bet she read for it. Like, I wouldn't be surprised. Anne Hathaway was just, like, pulling weight.
She was just dragging.
Anne Hathaway and Sandra Bullock had the rom-com movie industry on their backs.
Like, Princess Diaries, Ella Enchanted.
Devil Wears Prada.
Come
on.
This industry.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden she has to cut her hair for Les Mis and no one wants her.
She got an Oscar for that, though. So.
Women just have to cut their hair and they get an Oscar.
Yeah. Okay. Worst rom-com come.
Okay.
So this is, for this last part of the episode, we're going to come up with celebrity pairings that would not be good together. People who just wouldn't have the chemistry. So do you want to start?
My first one is Jason Schwartzman and Kirsten Dunst. And you may say, I feel like I've seen that. And that's because it's real.
What movie were they in?
They were in Marie Antoinette.
Oh. And they didn't work.
It works because, like, in, like, Louis the 14th was, like, a funny little teenager and, like, she's also young. But there's just this one scene in the movie where Kirsten Dunst's character, Marie Antoinette, is literally, like, in her carriage going from, I'm blanking on what country she's from, to France.
Oh, okay.
She's going to France, and she's, like, looking at this little locket, and she opens the locket, and it's, like, this oil painting of Jason Schwartzman.
So greasy.
It's just the funniest thing ever, and she just, like, smiles at it, and it's just so funny.
Shout out to Kirsten Dunst for her Oscar nomination.
Yeah. Wait, this year?
For Power of the Dog.
She's in Power...
With Jesse Plemons, and they're married, and they both got nominated for Oscars. So we're going to be watching that movie soon.
Whoa.
Don't worry. We haven't seen it yet.
I was like, Kirsten kind of fell off, and I just thought it was because she got older, and, like, there's no place for older women in the film industry, but
she's
great
back.
To hear she's back.
For my combo, I did, in, like, a, it wouldn't work, but also, like, maybe I'm so wrong that I'm right, you know? Bill Hader and Megan Fox. Right? And then they're like, blah! And then...
Annette!
maybe I'm onto something.
What? That is J-Lo Owen Wilson.
Yeah, I was like, sure. Let me pick hot girl, funny boy.
That is so funny. Also, when you said Megan Fox for a second, like, the image that popped in my head was Megan Trainor, which I feel like is even crazier.
Megan Trainor, Bill Hader.
That is insane.
Because I thought of Bill Hader as a, when I saw Trainwreck when I was looking at Bliss of rom-coms, and I was like, all right, well, put him in there.
That is so funny. Wait, I want...
that movie.
I want that movie.
Right, I'm funding now. It. $1 million. That's it, though.
Also, so Annette kind of got into, like, she was told she could get into investing. And yeah. Like,
I might fund this movie one day, so.
So.
Watch out.
My second one is John Cena and Fred's mom.
Wait, like, Fred? Like, backwards R, Fred?
Yeah.
What? Veronica, you just opened a portal. Nobody should have ever imagined those two people together.
Well, let me tell you, in Fred the movie, mm-hmm. John Cena is Fred's dad.
Oh my god, I haven't seen Fred the movie. I wasn't really in the Fred universe.
So, this is a real, like, couple that exists.
Can you do a Fred voice? No. Okay, she can't.
That was me trying to muster up the courage, and I just couldn't.
That's fair.
He also edits his voice.
Okay, so we couldn't even do it.
It was impossible for me anyway, so for you to ask that of me was kind of uncalled for. Yeah. Like, John Cena will pop out of the fridge and give Fred advice. Yeah, anyway, I was like, I forgot that was a couple that existed, and we just accepted.
Yeah, we were crazy for that one.
Yeah.
And then my next one is, I was like, okay, I'm going to start off with my main man, Brad Pitt.
Mm-hmm.
This one isn't as crazy. And then I was like, who wouldn't work? And I was like, Tina Fey. But honestly, they could kind of, I don't know.
That's interesting. What I'm realizing is that any couple can work.
Yeah.
Don't judge someone's love.
Don't, yeah. We're really being judgmental about love. But that's fine.
We're bitter. It's Valentine's Day.
All right.
I think. That's it.
Well, I hope you guys are spending your Valentine's Day surrounded by anybody who loves you, even if it is Netflix characters.
Yes, yeah.
They love you for sure.
We love you because if you're listening, you definitely know us.
And we like you, probably. Like you. All right. Mwah!